It's another edition of To Your Health, the podcast series from Cayuga Medical Center.
Thinking about bariatric weight loss surgery? Well, being informed by asking the right questions can help you achieve long-term success. And here to talk about the right questions to ask when considering weight loss surgery is Dr. Brian Bolo, a surgeon at Cayuga Medical Center. Dr. Bolo, thank you for your time. So first off, why is it important that a potential patient ask good questions when it comes to weight loss surgery?
Well, thank you for having me. Yes, yeah, very important for patients to ask questions of any doctor, certainly of a surgeon. And I would really certainly stress that patients should inquire if they will indeed benefit from weight loss surgery. Because it's not just about losing weight. It's also about resolution of obesity-related diseases. And the question we really want to zero in is for the patient to say, will I benefit?
Well, that makes a lot of sense and is very important because not only looking better and feeling better, but there are important health benefits to bariatric weight loss surgery, and asking those questions and understanding that, very important. So when it comes to figuring out the best weight loss procedure to undertake, what questions should someone be asking you?
Well, we should have a discussion with these patients to consider what their needs are, what their goals are. We'd like to try to evaluate patients' obesity-related diseases and their expectations. Part of the surgeon's, part of the doctor's work is to guide people, guide patients through their expectations, to try to come out on the other end a happier and a healthier person. So the procedures we do at Cayuga Medical Center are the adjustable gastric banding, as well as the gastric bypass, and the sleeve gastrectomy. And these three procedures pretty much mirror what's done across the country. Now, we do three procedures, and because of that, it tells you that there's no one right procedure. So it's really a case by case, and getting to know the patient and knowing what their expectations and goals are, as well as what their obesity-related diseases are, help us make a decision on what's best for them.
Well, that's good to know. Needs, goals, and expectations. And you were just talking about figuring that out. So what to expect before and after, kind of that patient journey of before figuring out what procedure is right, the actual procedure, and after. So thinking about that journey then, before and after, what questions should someone be asking?
Well, they could ask of their surgeon. They could ask, again, I bring it up again, what will I benefit from the weight loss surgery? Patients will want to say, well, these are my expectations. I'd like to have a healthier weight. I'd like to resolve my diabetes to some extent. And the questions to the surgeons will be, do you think we will meet these? And setting reasonable expectations is my job when I sit down with my patients. Additionally, patients are going to want to ask questions to their family to see if they have support intact at the home. Other things that patients are going to want to ask of a bariatric program, and we don't do this as an isolated surgeon-patient venture. This is something where there's a team involved, and so patients are going to want to know what team is behind the surgeon. And that's something I know my partners here at Cayuga Center for Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery are proud of how robust our support and the rest of the team are.
And speaking of expectations, so critical, can you talk about expectations of maintaining weight loss after surgery?
That's a great question. It's important to understand that obesity is a lifelong disease for patients, and patients who do undergo weight loss surgery, bariatric surgery, this is not something where it's a quick fix. we follow our patients regularly throughout their lifetime, because we know that patients can regain weight. And we have patients meet with dietitians regularly long after surgery. An important thing to know for patients is that almost everyone will regain some amount of weight. They won't regain all their weight back, hopefully, although it is possible. And it's important that patients go with the understanding that this is a lifestyle change that I'm going to make, and I'm going to lose weight, but I'm going to have to keep the mindset of that this is a marathon, and I'm going to have to keep going at it for the best results.
And you continue to follow up with the patient after gastric bypass surgery with those lifestyle changes in diet and foods. Is that correct? So you provide that counseling and support long after the procedure.
We do. We do focus on potential long-term complications that may occur with the weight loss patient. Also will regularly talk about other options if patients do happen to regain weight. We'll have patients continue to meet with a registered dietitian if it helps them. What's interesting, Bill, is that patients will have their own kind of course. Everyone will have their own course of what they can and cannot eat, what they can tolerate, what they can't afterwards. And everybody's different. You really have to tailor make it, and you have to really listen to the patient who underwent the surgery. And that's what we do regularly. It's really important to keep that close follow-up because we want long-term successes.
Absolutely. That is the main goal. And Dr. Bolo, you mentioned there's a full team involved in the bariatric program. Who is all on that team? And for someone listening, who can they expect to be working with throughout their journey before and after the surgery?
Well, the members of the team include surgeons, they include registered dietitians, we include a medical doctor with bariatric training. We include nursing staff to help navigate through the process. We also have patients who've been through the process who facilitate with our support groups following as well. So these are the roles of our different team members, and we have multiple of all.
Right, so another good question to ask, who is on the team and who am I going to be seeing throughout this journey? Dr. Bolo, are there any other questions people should be asking you? I'm sure you get questions all the time. Do you ever say to yourself, boy, everybody asks me this question, but what they really should be asking is this question? Is there a question like that that comes to mind that you wish people would ask you, but they normally don't?
That's a good question. It's funny. The first thing I thought of is that a lot of people always ask about excess skin, and that's something where we don't really need to address that in the early stages, but certainly we don't mind. Every question is good. The question I feel like we don't necessarily get asked enough is what can I expect going forward to what physicians will I need to see going forward with this after this procedure? In other words, we like to focus on a resolution of symptoms and other disease states. How will that affect how I follow up with other doctors? We don't see that much.
Well, that's great insight, Dr. Bolo, exactly what I was looking for. So thanks for sharing that with us, and thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it. And for more information, please visit CayugaMedicalAssociates.org. That's CayugaMedicalAssociates.org. This is To Your Health from Cayuga Medical Center. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.